information is the best medicine, especially when it comes from Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille. Here's their show. It's your health, and it ain't rocket science.
Hey, hey, hey. Well, well, well. It is awesome to be back with Dr. Decker Weiss. Yes. And we're going to talk right now about the dangers, perhaps, in this, or the safety or the hazards, mm-hmm. or the safety hazards, I should say, of one of the things that I have often talked about in my lectures and to my patients as passive stressors. We have a lot of active stressors, things that we are actively engaged in, like relationship issues, financial issues, issues with our bosses, our people, you name it. But some of the passive stressors, I think, genetically modified organisms, if we don't know that we're eating them, and also electric magnetic fields, perhaps from this Wi-Fi. What does Wi-Fi stand for? Do you know?
Wireless internet frequency something is what I'm guessing.
that would be wives. That wouldn't be Wi-Fi. So that would be Wi-Fi.
I'm leaving it alone, Holly. I can't do that.
So, I mean, certainly it's really convenient. I mean, shoot, as I book my travel these days, I'm thinking about, do you have Wi-Fi? I'm heading out next week to a little vacation called glamping on Big Sur, or at Big Sur, I should say. Yeah, so glamping, so glamour camping. Not a hotel, not campsites. Not tent sites, but they're yurts. So, it was awesome. Yeah. So this resort called, Tree Bones. I was watching the Food Network, channel, and I saw that they had an outdoor sushi bar, and I'm like, oh my gosh, where is that? Well, it's right up the road. And exactly. And so, but of course, what are we looking for? We're looking, you know, here's what to bring, all that stuff on the website. And there it is. Wi-Fi. They have Wi-Fi in the main lobby up on the hill. And was I interested? I have to say I was, but is the convenience worth the risk?
Here's the deal. Wi-Fi is a problem.
Why do you think so?
Data's there. First of all, I love Wi-Fi. I confess it. I love being able to download things. I love an iPad. I love going to a hotel and putting my home computer screen right up there. I sit outside in the morning when there's a beautiful morning and the weather's great. I sit outside because I have the Wi-Fi signal, and I'll just answer emails while I'm just having a little bit of breakfast. It's like this peace and serenity. It's the best office ever because of Wi-Fi. But the simple fact is like when I talk to, there's some really, really smart people, Holly, that we both know. One of them is Dr. Dan Rubin. He's an oncologist, a naturopathic physician. And when I say to him, Dan, what do you think? Is there a main thing that causes cancer? We know it's toxicity, cigarettes, you know, all that stuff. He goes, yeah, but don't the electromagnetic frequencies are a really, really big problem. And a few days ago, I was in London, and I was talking with some of the, they call lords, that'd be like us saying a senator, right? And I was talking to them, and I asked him specifically, because I sat in on two of the healthcare committee meetings, one on the Middle East and one on what's going on in the UK. And Wi-Fi absolutely is a problem. The research is here. The data is on. There is a brain tumor effect just because in a socialized system, Holly, they can count how many brain tumors. And when Wi-Fi came on board, the brain tumors went up. And guess where they're at? They're right by the ear. And here's the weird thing. They're resistant to radiation therapy. So that means a real short prognosis. For the listeners out there, when you have a tumor in an enclosed space like a head, it has to get smaller. If you can do it in a naturopathic way, do it. If you can do it with radiation therapy, do it. It has to get smaller. And literally, radiation is bouncing off of a lot of these tumors. We saw very, very few ever radiation refractive tumors. So it is a real deal. And Holly, when I go home, I will be remounting and running plugs. And if I'm sitting in a living room, I will run a plug over. I am going to get rid of my home Wi-Fi. It'll cost me about $800 to put in about, the guy said about $100 a jack he was going to charge me to put the jacks in. And it's going to be just like next to your phone jack or next to an electrical socket, you're going to have a Wi-Fi jack that's going to be there. But it's expensive.
Well, I was going to say, All right. So, I mean, I think it's important for the listeners to know, okay, the risks, the benefits of what we're talking about, but then also the fixes. So now, did you do a little bit of research on this? This is something that you are going to go home and do, because, and I want the listeners to know that you're coming to us from, where are you right now?
Right now I'm in Belgium, and I just had my meetings. I had just had medical meetings in London, and then I'll have some down in France. So it's another part of an aspect of bringing naturopathic medicine into the Europe and UK, which they are dying for. Just like Americans are looking for ways to fix themselves less invasively, prevention, all that. They are looking for that here, and they're asking me to come over and have these meetings with them. With that, I'm getting to pick their ears on the data and the things that they're saying.
All right, so you got some information over there, but I think kudos to you for phoning in and being with me on this show for our listeners from all the way across.
Oh, I got the microphone. I'm in the Bruges studio for our station right now. I didn't even know that. I'm in the Bruges studio right now. And just to get back to our topic, sleep disturbances, difficulty concentrating, heart palpitations, headaches, migraines, fatigue, negative thinking. What negative thinking has been medically linked to this? Digestive problems, brain fog, memory loss, anxiety, depression, chronic stress, demotivated dizziness. Holly, we're holding these microwaves to our head every day. You know, do the math. If it's on the other side of you, it's passing through your brain and doing it. And there's research to support all of those things.
So did you do research on what you're going to do? You were talking about that you're going to have a Wi-Fi jack, and you said it's expensive. Now, is this something we go to Radio Shack, we order from Amazon? If listeners out there want to, prevention is the cure, get ahead of get ahead of the curve and make a difference and really reduce exposure, as we always talk about, is this something that's easy to do?
Well, I called an electrician. Remember when internet first came around, Holly, you could hire a group to sort of wire it into your house. It didn't last long, but the same guys that ran phone jacks, electricians, phone guys, cable guys, all of those guys can do internet Wi-Fi. And I actually had it done in my office because I didn't want the signal buzzing around. I don't have an attic, so it got expensive in my own home, so I waited. But they basically quoted me about $100 a jack. But I don't have an attic, so it was much more expensive. If you have an attic, it would probably be $50 or even $25 per jack. It's not a real expensive thing. It's wired directly into how it's coming in. So if it's the cable box that's coming in, like I use Cox at home, that's what it is. And then the signals aren't floating around. You plug it in. It's that Ethernet cable. But, you know, iPad with an Ethernet cable, it's not easy. I like laying down and reading the news or looking at some sports. But it's just going to have to be a change of life. It's a problem.
Okay. So we're answering the question, is the convenience worth it? And from the information that you've received, and a lot of times I would say that music and some other things hit first overseas, and then they make its way over here to the United States. And so you're getting some, I think, maybe premature, but good information that there are definitely risks associated with this, as you said, wireless internet frequency, something.
It's a e.
I know that we could look this up very quickly, but okay. So
I know we could.
But once again, I think in medicine, it's really important that what do? We do a risk-benefit ratio. And so if there's a fix, or, you know, there's a couple ways to go about it. You can just, and I might do it for a while, I go, oh my gosh, I don't know if I can take another change right now. I'm pretty much, you know, maybe I'll put this on my list. Or if there's a fix, should we just go ahead and do it?
Yeah, but quick start, Holly, is to use the earphones with your telephone. The quick immediate step is using earphones or the headphones. Worry about everything else a little bit later. That's your first step.
All right, so this is what we're trying to do, is keep you well. Information on Wi-Fi, it looks like from Dr. Decker Weiss' perspective, the risk outweighs the benefits. Five. There are fixes. Go back to the Ethernet cord. We'll see you soon.